Well, it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and it's time to do another one. So let's roll the intro.
Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties.
You know, your body tells you when it's time to slow down. I've been really busy. I've been so busy I haven't done podcasts. I think I bitched about that in the last podcast. I think that was done in August. Now it's October. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, Canada. It's Monday. I don't know what day it is. Thanksgiving Day. Let's check the date. October 11th. It's a good day for a podcast. Now, I only work 4 days a week, so that gives me 3 days a week to do nothing. Yet it seems that I've continued to keep myself so busy. I think we do this to ourselves. And now I'm sick. I've been sick for the last 4 days with a cold. I did have to do a COVID test. My work required it. It was negative, thankfully. But I'm sick. I haven't had a cold. I mean, I've been sniffly and not feeling well before, but I mean actually sick with a cold, flu, the whole thing. Probably 4 or 5 years. And here today I find myself super sick. But the one thing that I want to take away from all this is it's given me an opportunity to sit back and think. Why am I so busy? What is the purpose for being so busy? Let's just see if we can get this to connect. I don't know anymore. I don't think my Rodecaster is plugged into my computer. No, probably not. Something I'll have to look at. See, it's been so long since I've done a podcast because I've been so busy doing other things for other people, not paying attention to myself. I've got myself sick. And I'm tired. And I'm tired of being so busy. I actually look back at my schedule. My 3 days off have been so consumed with other things. And, you know, I look back to when I had my panic attack and suffered from my anxiety. One of the things I started doing was meditating because I needed to put things back into perspective in my own brain. Why was this happening? Well, I think it's time to do that again. I look at the next 3 weeks of my schedule, between work and the things I have to do on my days off that I don't really need to do. Some of them, yes, my son's getting surgery for his ortho. He's got some stuck teeth. They've got to put some chains in. We've got to go back to the orthodontist after his surgery, have the chains connected to the bands on the ortho braces. But I look at the rest of the things. It makes no sense. Why do we do this to ourselves? We don't need to be so busy, yet I am an expert at keeping myself busy. So one of the nice things about being sick, and I mean, I don't think there's anything nice about being sick, but when we get sick, it really gives us a chance to reflect back on why are we sick. I've ran my system down. I've had a couple flights where I've had to fly to Northern British Columbia. We were up very early those days. Those were Sundays. Sunday's usually my day. I try to stay home, regroup, maybe do laundry, tidy up the house, and really have a relaxing day. Or even, you know, when the weather's good, go out and have fun, but still relax. Since my daughter came in August, actually probably since the first week of July, that hasn't been the case. It's been go, 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 and now I'm sick. And now I need to make some changes. Have you had this problem? Have you kept yourself so busy on your days off, you're not able to slow down? And that's really what it boils down to. Sometimes I think the system is created to keep us so busy, we don't slow down, and then we get sick. Because we're always looking for that thing. How do I put this into words? I think the system is designed to keep us poor, broke, tired, and working. I mean, it comes from our mortgages to our credit cards. to the things we think we need that we don't need. So we go out and we work so hard to obtain that, we don't look after the thing that's important, which is our health. I haven't even been in the gym in 4 months. Something I was doing 3 or 4 times a week. I need to reevaluate my life and my situation. And you know, being sick, yesterday, Sunday, I usually try to do Thanksgiving on Sunday, which gives everybody an extra day to rest versus doing Thanksgiving on Monday, which is actually the holiday. Being sick and trying to cook a turkey? Yeah, I started to reflect yesterday on things. Thankfully today I'm actually feeling better, not great, but better than I was the last 3 days. Now I have one more day to feel better before I go back to work, and I'd hate to miss another day of work because I did take Saturday off. But I think it's time to really sit back, rest, get back my time for me, get back to meditating, something I haven't done in months. And something every time I try to sit down and do it, I am so distracted in my brain from all the things that I've created, because nobody's created all this, things I need to do on my days off but me. So I think it's time to take the important things first, which is me and my mental health, my physical health, so I don't get run down and get sick again and end up missing a day of work. And now having to stay home for 3 or 4 days, which actually, I actually quite enjoy. I'm actually enjoying being sick and having to stay home. It's actually given me time to do a podcast, something that I love to do and I want to continue doing continually, yet I keep making myself so busy on my days off, there isn't time. You know, I was looking at the last time I posted on YouTube. Now, not all the podcasts get recorded and put up. A lot of them do get recorded. They just don't get put up because I'm not happy with whatever. But I would like to continue to make that side of the podcast part of the regular everyday podcast. So I've done a few things to change the actual setup in here, which is something I'm going to actually try to sit down today and record and set the lights up and get everything kind of where they're supposed to be. That actually might even be another podcast today. But I do need to work on the camera positions. I've changed the position. I'm not entirely sure it's going to work, not until I actually film it. I've added a green screen to it. I don't like to look at my living room from the camera's point of view. There's just too much light coming in from the big windows. Never mind the rest of the stuff and clutter in the house. Not that my house is super cluttered, but I don't like the view and I don't stage it properly. Mostly because we live here. And it's hard to stage it so it's always pristine and perfect and always looks the same. What I do need is my own room so I can have it set up so the staging is done and I can just sit down with the cameras and go. But I think it's really time, and I've probably said this one too many times. And those of you that are listening going, Coralie, you've said this before, but you don't seem to do anything about it. And you're absolutely right. And that's that. I need to get back to doing the podcast 2 or 3 times a week, like I was doing. Now I'm sitting down looking at my emails for the podcast. There's over 200 emails in here that I've answered or haven't gone through. And I'm usually pretty good at checking my emails weekly. And that's not really good, because that's not really what makes me tick. I like to be on top of these things. But I looked at my other email addresses. They're pretty much the same, but they're in the thousands of emails. So, after these surgeries for my son, over the next 2 Mondays, the surgery and back to ortho, the Sunday and the Tuesday, which I don't work, I'm going to have to just keep for me. So I can sit down. There's many things that I'd like to talk on the podcast about. A lot of things have changed in the world in the last 5 or 6 months since I've really been focused on the podcast. Maybe all this has happened for a reason, and that's to reconnect with myself and the reason why I'm doing the podcast. It is about my anxiety, and I have lots of them. But there's lots to have anxiety about in the world today. The state of the world, where this thing we're all living through is going and coming from, where the end is. Is there an end to this? I don't know. But if we don't look inward at our own selves, we will continue to live much like I've been living, too busy to pay attention. And there's lots to pay attention about. It's not until we get sick that we slow down. And then we get sick and we blame the world for being sick. And the sad part about it is we actually have to blame ourselves. If you're someone like me who keeps yourself so busy you don't have time to think about things, and then you complain about the things that you want to do that you're not doing, you need to really look inward. And that's something I've done over the last couple days, laying on the couch. Coughing, being sniffly, congested, and all those other fun things that go along with being sick. I'm glad I feel a little bit better today. I'm glad I feel well enough to actually sit down and do a podcast. But I think for Coralie, it's time to slow down and get back to those things that I find important in my life. I never started the podcast to make money, and I have no intentions of ever making money on the podcast. It's not what this is about. But what I have found, the podcast has helped me heal and grow, at least be connected and conscious of my anxieties, and maybe be more in touch and more realistic with them, to deal with them better, and I haven't been. And now I'm sick and I have to. So being sick sometimes is a good thing. It's told me I have to slow down. I really look forward to talking again. I hope there's some more good content coming from this channel. I hope I actually do what I say I'm going to do. Slow down. Get back to those things I like. Connecting with you, the audience, is something that I think about every day. And I don't sit down and do the podcast. There's so many things I want to talk about. Worldly, personally, life in general. And maybe this will give me that opportunity to slow down. Anyways, people, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope I'm back soon. I hope it's not just more lip service, which you've been getting over the last 5 months, or even Quiet Airways. And I hope to bring the YouTube side back, which is something I'm going to try to work on this afternoon. Anyways, peace, love, namaste.